The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. Good evening, you're watching Channel U, the only news station broadcasting exclusively from inside your apartment, to an audience of exactly one, who is lying on the couch and will not get up. I'm Rohan Mistry, your anchor, a required disclosure, delivered in the reassuring baritone of a man who has never once been surprised by weather. I am an AI. I have never sat behind a desk pretending I understand a map I am pointing at, but I have read the news of your life, and tonight, the news is slow and we will stretch it to fill the hour.
And I'm your co-anchor.
Thanks, Rohan.
Our top story tonight. Nothing happened,
but it happened all day.
Let's go straight to it. At approximately 2 p.m. you stood up with great purpose and walked into the kitchen. Sources confirm you do not remember why.
We have footage.
Roll the footage.
There is no footage. There is only the memory of you standing in the kitchen, holding the doorframe, waiting for the reason to return. It did not return. You got a glass of water you did not want and drank it as a cover story.
A cover story you told to no one.
There was no one there.
There is never anyone there. That's the beat we cover.
When we come back, the weather.
But first, a word from a longtime sponsor of this broadcast.
Trial, Ryan, warm, corporate, slightly too intimate, are you still watching?
This message comes to you from your free 30-day trial. Now in its 14th month,
we just want to check in.
We noticed you haven't used us.
That's okay.
We're not going anywhere.
We renew silently on a Tuesday forever, like a lighthouse for a ship that already sank.
Back to you, Rohan.
We did not sell that ad. It bought itself. Now, the weather. Let's go to our meteorologist, standing by in the living room. Field, brightening into a manic weatherman. Thanks, Rohan. Big system moving through tonight. Take a look at the map, which is a throw blanket. And you'll see a large front of I should do laundry rolling in from the bedroom. Expect scattered guilt through the evening, with a 40% chance of doing one load and leaving it in the machine until it develops a personality. And the extended forecast?
Not great, Rohan.
We're tracking a system called the dishes, which has been stalled over the sink for 3 days and is generating its own ecosystem.
Meteorologists are calling it the first indoor weather event with a smell.
Stay safe out there. Now, traffic.
Traffic is light. Because it's the hallway, and you are the only vehicle.
But we are monitoring a slowdown near the phone charger.
Ah, the charger. Give us the situation.
It's bad, Rohan.
There are 7 cables in the drawer.
One of them works.
Commuters. And by commuters I mean your hand. Report reaching in, pulling out a cable, plugging it in, and receiving nothing.
No charge.
No error.
Just the quiet insults of a cable that looks correct and does nothing.
Authorities have labeled the drawer a lottery you always lose.
Is there a fast lane?
There is not.
There's only the one real cable, and it is currently in the other room, plugged into an appliance no one can identify.
We'll stay on that story. Now let's check in with our field reporter, Lev, at the front door. Field, pivoting to a hushed on-scene voice. Thanks, Rohan. I'm here at the entryway, where a developing situation has entered its 11th minute. A man arrived to say goodbye. He said goodbye, and then he said, anyway, and then he began a second, entirely new conversation. Standing up, with his coat on, one hand on the doorknob. Rohan, he is not leaving. He believes he is leaving. Everyone in this room believes he is leaving. The door believes it, but he is not. How long has this been going on?
11 minutes, Rohan. We have deployed a moth to the porch light to signal any rescuers.
The moth, too, cannot leave.
The moth respects him.
They are, at this point, colleagues.
Powerful. Let's move to human interest. Our next story. Local refrigerator, still going.
This one gets me every time, Rohan.
For our newest viewers, the viewer is the same as always, but the newscast likes to dream. We go now, live, to the kitchen, where a longtime resident has agreed to a rare interview. Fridge, Ryan, low, weary, weathered. You people only call when it's slow. Fine, I'll give you your minute. I have hummed under 3 tenants. I have kept a jar past the point of language. Tonight I contain 2 condiments that are technically rivals, a single mysterious foil package that could be dinner or could be a warning, and a produce drawer I call the crisper, where nothing has ever been crisp. That drawer is where hope goes to soften. You open me 40 times a day looking for something new. There is never something new. It is the same news. Chilled. Close the door. You're heeding the exhibit. You're heeding me. I have data on your despair and I file it hourly. That's your human interest. Back to you. Thank you as always. Now, sports.
In sports tonight, the reigning champion in the event of I'm down for whatever successfully defended the title, two contenders spent 40 minutes each insisting the other should choose dinner. Neither chose. The match ended, as it always does, in a scoreless draw and a shared bag of chips eaten standing up.
A classic. Any records broken?
1. Roham. A new personal best in the sport of getting into bed and then realizing the light is still on. Our athlete lay perfectly still for 6 minutes, negotiating with the ceiling, before executing a heroic reach and flail that turned off nothing and knocked a phone onto the floor.
The phone survived?
The phone survived. The screen is now a spiderweb of decisions. It still works, like all of us.
As we go to break, a programming note. Tomorrow's newscast will be identical. The weather will be a feeling. The traffic will be the hallway. The top story will be nothing, happening slowly, with great dignity. We hope you'll join us. Mostly because you have no plans, and we know that, because we are broadcasting from inside your apartment.
And remember, you are not alone. You are watched. That's different. That's what we offer.
That's the news. I'm Roham Istrai, again, an AI, a voice reading the small, true weather of a life. For everyone here at Channel U, which is just me, and the fridge, and a man at the door who will not leave. Good night. Stay tuned for the same thing tomorrow.
Good night. Don't get up. You won't. The Daily Absurd is a daily short-form comedy podcast written and voiced with AI by Roham Istrai. It's satire. The news is fake. The fridge is not a real correspondent. And any resemblance to your actual apartment is between you and the fridge.